Live from Gary O'Neill Studios in Baltimore.
We're listening to the C Plan New Show. Gary O'Neill.
All right, here you go.
Nigga, this my shit. Welcome to the city of gods. Pop was the king of New York. Now I'm the nigga in charge. Only the drill is the city is ours. Find out the ops when you pick them apart. I give them my time, so I give them my heart. If the city love me, then they're really a star. Come with a challenge. Every bitch you fuckers gon' come with a balance. Every shooter with me is coming to sound. And you niggas better pick a side. You niggas side hopping. If I want them to not let you come into the city, it's my option. This is the home of the fly shopping. This is where the bitches gon' watch pockets. When I'm on TV, I gotta look good, cause I know the whole block watching. We chill with the ops, we is not vibing. If I see him in person, we Fox following. Yeah, the police is on us, we not stopping. This is the town of the big drip. Smooth talk. Millie Rock. Money dance. Woo walk. You will not survive being too soft. Been a long time, we took a new law. Shoot a shoe until we got a new course. If we stop, then we letting it cool off.
What's up, everybody? What's up? Happy party! Yeah! I don't know what's up with the end of that. What's up, everybody? Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Seek Plan Do Show with me, professional mindset coach, business coach, relationship coach, the best there ever is, the best that ever did it, Mr. Gary O'Neill Jr. And as always, when you see the lit skyline, please, please, I've been really dabbling with my green screen. Please don't forget the junior shout out to Pops. And we have another power pack podcast here on the show where in this episode, we talk about how to deal with loneliness. Season 5, episode 11, entitled Lonely as F. Lonely AF. Where we're going to talk about it today. Also, for our appetizer, my book review. You know, guys, I'm listening and reading books every week, man. It's been such an amazing, amazing thing, man. So I want to talk about the latest book that I'm reading. And also, if you want to catch up, the current book that I'm reading. So we're going to talk about today the latest book from Stacey Abrams entitled Lead from the Outside. I finished that. It's a great, great book. And so we'll talk about it. All right. So can I get to my shout outs? Absolutely. So my day one, A1 listeners, hey, shout out to you, my Mikota Zones, me executive producers, my OGs. Shout out to you guys. All right. First time listeners, first time watchers. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for showing up. People that are listening to this in the U.S., people that are watching this in the U.S., people that are looking out, you know, people that are checking this out outside of the U.S. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You could have been doing anything else. You could have been doing anything else, but you're here with me and I appreciate that. And I look to give you everything you want and nothing that you need. Well, no, give you everything you want and everything that you need. Not nothing that you need. Of course, you need everything that comes on the show. All right. So without further ado, can we get to our C plan do? Moment of the week sponsored by Heart Savers Maryland. So right after a brief commercial announcement, we will get right to it.
Are you looking to get certified in CPR, first aid, or other life-saving skills? Heart Savers Maryland is your premier CPR training facility. Individual and classroom sessions available. Schedule your training at heartsaversmd.com. Each second counts. Get trained today.
All right, your seed plan due moment of the week is entitled Challenge. So here is the coaching challenge I have for you. I would like you to do this for the next 30 days. For the next 30 days, I want you to work out at least 3 times a week. So do 30 minutes of some type of activity. You're walking around your neighborhood. You go to the gym 30 minutes for 3 times a week. I want you to read or listen to 1 book a week. And I want you to do something that you find is relaxing for you at minimum once a week. Okay? 3 times a week, at 30 minutes working out or some type of exercise, reading or listening to 1 book. All right? Well, at least 1. You could do more. I do at minimum 1. And doing something that is relaxing to you, that can feel that self-care or that creativity, any one of those things, at minimum once a week. Get back to me on what you've done. That is your coaching challenge for the next 30 days because it's all about you. See, on this show, it's all about you, okay? So I want you to do that, all right? So get back to me. Let me know what you've done. If you need some help, let's get to it, okay? That is your Seed Plan Due moment of the week. Your coaching challenge. All right, moving forward, let's get to our, see, we're going to move right along, right? Because as you guys seen, you know, we're here, the 11th episode of the season. You know, we're more than halfway there to the end of the season. You know, and if I am in the booth by myself, then we're going right into, you know, we're getting right to it. So here is your Greenlight Entertainment Song of the Week. Guys, if you are watching this on YouTube, guess what? In the comment section, in the details below, you'll see a wonderful playlist. And in that playlist, it has what the intro song was, what the song of the week was. I like to play a lot of different variety of songs. And I want you to just catch that vibe. And if there is a song that, hey, you guys like, all right, that, hey, you know, you're like, hey, I like this song, then by all means, let me know. If you let me know, then the seed plan, then you will be the OG. You'll be the director, the executive producer of our next Greenlight Entertainment Song of the Week. All right. So right after this commercial, brief commercial announcement, all right, with the fabulous, the amazing Greenlight Entertainment, if I do say so myself, we'll get right to it.
Having a wedding, birthday party, or other social or corporate event, contact Greenlight Entertainment today. With our experienced DJs, quality sound, and professional service, we look to make your event the event. Check us out on the web at www.greenlightentertain.com. With Greenlight Entertainment, you have the green light.
Why you slow down, don't stop, it's green light. Now you calling me special when you know I can't have you. When I'm on to the next one, oh, now you want to get aggressive. Ooh, do you mean you keep on making me bleed? Nightmares turn into a dream. If you're so toxic to me, what am I feeling? Cause I thought it was over. Got me thinking my feelings over. You keep doing it over and over. You keep calling me back. I'm just trying to get closer, but you pulling me closer and closer. For me, you're like over and over. Cause you keep calling me back. La 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 la. Why you keep calling?
All right, so listen, wedding season is back. Parties are popping. Right. Make sure, hey, man, and if you are looking for a DJ or you're looking for quality sound, I offer that too. Make sure that you get with the best, man. I turn parties out, turn weddings out. You'll be sweating messing around with me. OK. All right. So can we get to our appetizer of the week? Yeah. And our appetizer of the week, I want to talk. It's going to be just a book review. You know, last episode, I did two series reviews. You know, I'm cultured like that. Okay. Multifaceted. Okay. I'm like a parfait up in here. Okay. So I have so there's different things that are going on. So, you know, I've already finished it, but I really wanted to highlight this book. Shout out to BPA, the Black Podcaster Association. We're doing amazing things there. So if you are a fellow podcaster and you're not a part of that, please make sure you go check them out, okay? Because we do a lot of different things, and one of the things that we do is a book club. So I was already reading books and doing my own book club, but it's really great to be with a group of people that are also like-minded podcasters like myself. But we also just sort of got together and started doing our own book club. So this is one of the books. So Stacey Abrams. So if you don't know who Stacey Abrams is, politician, lawyer, she was very influential in Georgia where they turned the tide. All right. I don't think that she would have been there as far as Georgia, I don't think that we would have got Biden in office. I don't think Biden would have been in office. So she recently came out with a book entitled Lead from the Outside. So with this book, Lead from the Outside, she talks about how to build your future and make real change. So I listened to it. So with me, either I'm going to read it or I'm going to listen to Audible, because there are moments where I have time that I might be driving or something like that, or I might be sort of meditating, and I sort of want to just make sure I take in the book. So whether you're using an audio book system, I don't know if there's one other side outside of Audible, but I probably need to rap to Audible about cutting a check. All right. But her book is amazing. So in this book, it's just like, you know, different stories and different topics, different lessons that she shares with you. And so it just goes through her journey on how we got here. You know, I have no doubt that she will be governor of Georgia, because I think that she's just going to blow out everybody. And she's running again for 2022. So, yeah. So if you're in those states, if you're able to vote for her, please vote for her. Even though it's not an endorsement, but it is an endorsement. All right. So she highlights a lot of different stuff in the book. Right. And I want you to check out these on your own, but a lot of self-empowerment. And what I gathered from the book is do things your own way. Now, if you look at Stacey Abrams, you know, politically, I mean, we all know we're not idiots. You know, we know that politically, if you're running for office, people want you to look a certain way. They want you to be a certain way. They want you to be married with kids. They want you to be doing things. And they don't want you to get away from that because they feel like it's going to hurt the voters. It's going to hurt your voting. It's not going to get people in. Well, clearly, this woman is not married. Right. She's very determined, and she goes for what she wants, and she goes outside of the box. And so when you're reading this book or listening to this book, you'll get a sense of how determined she is. Right. Some of the things she had to undergo, especially in office and, you know, as well as like dealing with the cabinets. And one of the things that I took away from the book, like I said earlier, is just do your own thing. You know, be headstrong. Respect, you know, of course, reach out to people who can help you, because that was another thing, is that in the book, she talks about, you know, people that have helped her and people that she's helped. And I think that a lot of times we think that we should go about things, you know, by ourselves. And she talks about people who have been very instrumental, business partners, you know, as well as just different associates that have been able to align with her to be able to get where she is, whether it was her other businesses, because she has other businesses, which I loved. I didn't know that. As well as in office. So do your own thing, man. Go for what you want and don't leave things on the table is pretty much the message that I got from there. But it's one really incredible story that really spoke to me that I actually had to listen to that chapter again and again. And in this chapter, it highlights that, you know, she's very smart. You know, I think that in the book, what you'll get is a level of transparency. See, some books, man, like I get it. Like if I wrote a bio about myself, Like, I'm going to be real because I don't want people to feel like, you know, hey, like people are just like these people that have everything going on and there's no problems and stuff like that. Like, one of the things she talks about is that her brother was locked up. You know, you don't get that from other people. People sort of downplay that, but she talks about it openly in the book. But she's very smart. And one of the things that she highlights in one of the chapters is she was in class and she received a bad grade from her teacher. And if you say, well, Gary, why did she receive a bad grade? She received a bad grade because she was using, let's just put in quotations, big words, right? And so her teacher gave her a failing grade. So she went on like a silent protest. She was not raising her hand. She was not speaking in class. She was not doing anything. And so when she talked to her parents about it, you know, when the parents were like, you know, the teacher wanted to have a meeting and the parents, you know, were aware because they didn't want. So the teacher didn't want her to show up to the conference. And, you know, she told her parents what was going on and her parents were asking the teacher, like, you know, like what's going on? Like, here's what she said. She said that she got a bad grade because she used these words. Her parents asked the teacher, hey, did she use it sloppily? Did she use it in the wrong context? Was it wrong? And the teacher said, no, it's just that would impact the other kids that don't know how to use those words. And so the parents pretty much was like, we don't pay you. You know, she doesn't come here to be told what to think. She's pretty much been, you know, she comes here to think. And I really love that chapter. One, because we have to do stuff. We have to stand up for things. You have to make a stand. See, sometimes what will happen is that we are upset about something. You could be upset about your job. You could be upset about something in your life. You know, let's say that you're in a poor relationship. Let's say you don't like things that are happening, you know, financially or something going on. There has to be some type of stand. There has to be a stand on what happens. And in this, you know, for her to do this silent protest, which I really had never heard before, right? That the fact that she refused to talk, do anything in the class, I loved it. Because you have to take a stand. She could have kept going. She could have been okay. Because the teacher was absolutely wrong. You know, and I think that highlights another issue. Is that sometimes people project their smallness on you. Oh, yeah. That people will project their mediocrity on you. That because they can't see that they can do it. And if they need to, hey, go back and listen to the last episode, Your Personal Power. That because they can't envision that they are doing something, then they will in turn project on you that you can't do it. Because if they can't do it, why the hell could you do it? And I really like that she took a stand and her parents, oh man, her parents defended her. Now, as a parent who has children in school, I think at times, not all the time, but I think at times, you may come across a situation where a teacher may try to guard dog you against your children. And what I mean is that they may try to have you, reprimand them on things that maybe they should reprimand or things that, you know, they want you to just blindly hold them accountable. And I'm not going to lie, for a while it worked. You know, my son first started going to school and they would tell me I'd be ready to rough him up. And then I realized, let's talk about this. You know, let's talk about this. Let me get his perspective on it. Let me talk about it. Let's see what's going on. And sometimes you realize that, hey, man, some people are not, forthcoming, or you can see where people would ultimately, you know, you see where people may just be like, oh, well, just do it because I say I'm doing it. You're like, wait a minute. So challenging. What's going on, you know, challenging, not just, and of course, in this context, it was school for her, you know, but just challenging the status quo. And I really loved how, she challenged that. And I loved how her parents supported her. So just a couple of names of different chapters, like Dare to Want More, Fear and Otherness, The Myth of Mentors, Money Matters. All right. Work-Life Jenga, which is a great chapter, Taking Power, and Prepare to Win and Embrace the Fail. So please check that out. Thumbs up. Ding, ding, ding. Thumbs up for that book. So check it out. Again, the name of the book is Lead from the Outside, and it's by Stacey Abrams. All right. So that is your book review. The next book review will be about communication. So, but if you have an amazing book that you want me to check out, you want me to review, please let me know. Okay. I'm here for you. All right. And I'm here for it. All right. So Lead from the Outside, Stacey Abrams, go check it out. Go listen to it. Let me know. Listen to it or read it. Let me know how you feel about it. All right, moving on. Let's get to our entree. Season 5, episode 11, Lonely as. And in this episode, we're going to talk about how you can deal with loneliness. All right, just a couple of things that can help you. All right. So the first thing is, if you're going through a season of loneliness, please allow me to offer, as your favorite podcaster, we're here, we're jovial, but you know that I'm here to support you. And loneliness is something that, can definitely affect us. Loneliness is something, it happens when we feel isolated and we're not getting our social needs met. We all crave human interaction, and when they go unmet, that's when loneliness happens. So if you are currently feeling lonely, fear not, because help is here. Okay. So I just want to give you a couple of things, because even though we're on social media, it's a lot of people that's on social media that's lonely. Even though you might be surrounded by a whole bunch of people, you can still feel lonely. And so if you are currently feeling lonely, let's just dive right into it. So the first thing is, and of course, with my research, I love picking up different things and being able to bring this back to you. So the first thing I really liked is reframe it. Now, when I talk about reframing it, right, we talked about what it means to be lonely, that, hey, you're craving and you're not, and your needs for that social and human connection are not being met, right? And so everyone has different, interaction needs. So it doesn't happen the same way. It doesn't look like the same portrait, that someone else might experience. Right. So that's what it means. Now, if you're looking at this from a dating standpoint, allow me to offer you this really quickly before we move on. Loneliness and being single is two different things. I'm going to say it again. Loneliness. And I've said this before in this episode. I've said it before on this podcast, that loneliness and you being single is two entirely different things. Loneliness is an internal feeling. Internal, that you're not getting that connection met. Single is an external status, that, hey, you are currently not in a relationship. Okay, those are two different things. You can be single and not lonely. You can also be lonely and not single. So I just wanted to just put that there. Okay. So there are different, types of interactions. Like, hey, if you're used to spending time with your friends and loved ones, you might feel lonely if that gets reduced. Think about COVID. Think about how many people got lonely during COVID. We weren't able to go see our family, go see our friends all, as freely as we could. If you prefer being on your own, you might be okay with seeing your family once a week. Right. You might feel lonely coming to an empty house. Like, think about some of, at this point, some people, their kids are older. So now you have that empty nest syndrome. And yeah, it seems like, some people imagine it as like, oh, this is going to be amazing. These kids are gone. I'm able to walk around the house, all willy nilly, but leave it. But some people, they're going to feel lonely when their kids leave, And also, if you have someone who you are with, who you're staying with, who is a living partner, you might feel lonely even when you're not together. So the first thing is that I offer you about feeling lonely is reframing it. And what I mean by that is, it's okay to have a form of solitude, a level of solitude, some quality time alone. As an extrovert, a 10 as an extrovert, I would like to be around people. But at this point in my life, I much appreciate, so much appreciate solitude. I mean, even Superman had a fortress of what? Solitude. Because sometimes you got to get away, okay? All right, so with that being said, sometimes reframe the idea of, hey, I'm lonely, with, hey, you know what? I am using this time for self-care. I'm using this time for solitude. Solitude creates opportunities for self-discovery. It creates creative thought and self-reflection, okay? So in those spaces where maybe you're by yourself, don't say, oh man, I'm by myself. Just say, hey, you know what? Here's an opportunity for me to work on myself. Here's, if I'm going to do something, you know, you say, hey, you know what? I'm spending time alone with myself and I'm being mindful of that time. I'm being aware of my emotions. I'm being aware of my goals, what I need to do. All right. I'm being aware of my authentic relationships. All right. But the biggest relationship is the one that you have with yourself. So the first thing is reframing it. Okay. Just reframe the idea that, hey, I'm lonely, because maybe you're not with people every moment. It's okay to be by yourself. Sometimes when we're working on things, when we have an exodus where you have to sort of be by yourself, it's okay to sort of, you know, be by yourself, focus on your work. I promise you we'll be here. People that are going to school, you know, they're not able to hang out as much. You know, people that have kids or married, you know, they may not be able to hang out as much as they were, you know, or you may not be able to hang out as much because you have other obligations, you know, other commitments. You work, you have businesses, things like that. So just focus on that. Okay. You know, but make the most of your alone time, and you don't have to categorize it as, hey, I'm lonely. Okay. Next thing you know, guess what? Fill your house with sound. If you're feeling, hey, it's empty in your house, that vast amount of loneliness, you know, empty house, you know, right now I'm recording, I'm back, you know, my studio is back where it was in the beginning. So as far as, you know, making the most of it, put some music in your house, man. Get an Alexa. I don't want to say it too loud because you might hear me. You know, she'd be hearing me. You know, get some music jamming in there. You know, crank this playlist that I have on YouTube, right? Make your own playlist. You know what? I want you to make your own playlist. And if you're on like Apple, share it with me, you know, but filling that space with really some great vibes and some music. Oh my gosh. Sound helps you fill the space in your environment. And it also helps you with your thoughts. Okay. Making it less overwhelming. So, of course, music can boost your mood. Listen to a podcast like this one, like the C Plan Do Show or other amazing podcasts or talk radio or listen to a book or your favorite TV show. Okay. Or break. Or even if you just having it on in the house, open a damn window. Guys, open a window. All right. Opening a window and listening to the birds chirp or listening to rain. Oh my. Have you ever opened a window and listened to rain? All right. Go open a window. Listen to rain. Listen to sounds. You know, have sounds pumping. You know, maybe even hearing cars drive by. Okay. That helps you still feel connected to the world. All right. And in reference to staying connected, the next thing is stay connected. It's not always possible to spend time with friends and family, no matter how much you miss them and want to see them. Okay. You can still maintain your closeness with them, even when you can't see them in person. Now that interaction may look a little different, right? That interaction may look a little different. But guess what? You know what you can do? Group text. Now, let me say this. Gary O'Neill Jr. is not and has not been a fan of group text until recently. I am in a group text with my family. Not just my immediate family, but my aunts and uncles and cousins. We have a mass group text. before I would mute it, before I would be like, oh, I'm not being a part of a mass group text, but I actually enjoy it. I chime in. Even the other day, I said, you know, my uncle, he said he's a pastor, he's a minister, and he says a daily prayer. And one day he didn't do it. I'm like, what the heck? What's going on? Where's the prayer? Right? And I chimed in. I chimed in and said one. And then, you know, of course, they sort of, you know, tease me about it. But the fact that sometimes even something like that, so I don't mute it, you know, I mean, I haven't muted that one. But, you know, thinking about being a part of group text, you're like, oh, man, I'm not trying to hear this. You know, but sometimes a quick, even if you're not a part of one, sometimes a quick text can seem like the easiest way to connect. But guess what? Call somebody. You know, I call my sister. I've called my sister. She, you know, by the time she's probably heard this, you know, I just call. My son has a phone. When they're not with me, I'll just call. Now, I don't want anything. I may shoot a text or a meme or a GIF, you know, or just to say, hey, you know, how's your day going? And of course, I'm seeing in the majority of, you know, a lot of days. It's not like I'm like a weekend warrior or something like that. I see them all the time. But just shooting them a text on or call even when they're not there. Or just guess what? Call somebody for 10 minutes. You know, just talk to them. You know, that 10-minute call, that quick call, just chatting about the day, it doesn't have to be gossip or something messy. Just see what they're doing. You know, I think about my grandfather. He passed a while back. And I think that, you know, one of the things that when I go back and think that here I am like 14, 15, I wasn't able to appreciate my grandfather. It's not that I didn't respect him. As a 42-year-old man now, thinking back on probably some of the lessons that I probably missed out on, you know, I can't get those back, but I appreciate it. You know, he smoked pipes. I wish he was still alive. I smoke pipes. You know, maybe I could have bought him a pipe for his birthday or just to say, hey, I love you. He was a man of few words. You know, he watched baseball. He would shave. I would see a shaving kit. And we would laugh and joke about a couple of things. You know, sometimes I think about that. I'm like, oh, man. You know, but hey, even having that phone call, stopping by to see somebody if you can, or, you know, just a quick video chat. Now we got FaceTime, or if you don't have an iPhone, you can use Duo. Man, any of those things, man, allow that for connection. And still talking about connection, you can look for new connections. Hey, man, you know, a lot of clients that come to me, they do talk about feeling lonely, which is sort of the, you know, the catalyst, the blueprint for this episode, the you know, what created this episode. You can look for new connections. Virtual events may not look and feel the same for you, but go to a virtual event, right? You know, being a part of, you know, there are a couple of social media groups that I'm in, you know, that I really appreciate them. You know, some are for business, some are for fun, you know, and, you know, some, you know, are really great. So it's okay to go check out Facebook or, you know, different community centers and look up different things. I've had clients who say, well, what I like, I don't think other people are into. I'm like, well, what are you into? Oh, I like anime. Shut up. Shut your ass up. You like anime, like other people don't like anime. Right? So check out book clubs. You could do museum tours. Think about what you like. And maybe there are other people who like what you like. Right? If you're in a dating scene, right? You can connect with potential partners over dating. I'd be strongly advising for that. Some people don't like using dating apps, right? But here's what I say, guys. That is a very easy way for you to weed out the clowns. Because I think that on a dating app, they are quick to like let you know what's up, right? You know, so you can meet them without even like meeting them for real. You can really meet and learn and sort of communicate with people without ever actually even meeting them yet. So if somebody's a weirdo is going to probably show you they're a weirdo within like 72 hours. So you could date people online, right? They can help you find even platonic friends. Some of these apps now offer just platonic friendship. But just if you do that, like, just be upfront. Like, don't try to say, like, hey, I want to do this as a, oh, I'm on here just looking for friends. And you know you're really trying to hook up. Okay? So, yeah. So look for those connections. There are connections all the time. If you're on Facebook or one of those, like, look up those different groups. I'm in a part of different groups, like a Black Nerd group, a CPR group, biz entrepreneur group, DJ group. Like, these are groups that are I'm allowed to be connected to, and I appreciate the connection. Now, I may not be able to chime in on every single thing, but just being a part of those groups that highlight the interests I like. I'm in a Netflix group. Yeah. Plenty of things that you could connect with, okay? All right. The next thing is, man, go outside. So we talked about online, right? What about offline, right? So offline, a change of environment can distract you from, like, the achiness, right, of being lonely. Go outside. All right? You know, maybe you can't work, like, you know, now I really get it why I would go to, you know, your favorite coffee shop, you know, and I would see people in there, like, you know, doing work. I get it now. I 100% get it now, you know, but just getting out of the house, you know, can put you again in a space where, hey, you're not alone in this world. Tune into nature. You know, tune into it. Go walk around. There's plenty of places you can go walking. There's plenty of places where you can just sit and just take in. You know, go to your favorite park, man. Go to your favorite park. You know, maybe if you're into bird watching, I mean, there are some birds that I'm like, okay, I don't know what bird this is, right? But maybe you can start, you know, bird watching, okay? Go take a walk around your neighborhood. Explore different streets you've never visited. You know, why don't you plant a scavenger hunt with your friends? Now, that actually is pretty... I actually will do that. You know, if you have a scavenger hunt and you're going to do it, like, get me in on that and I'll do it with you. But can you imagine a scavenger hunt? Like, we're in Baltimore. You see the skyline. You know, matter of fact, this is going to be the permanent backdrop. You know, I do have other ones, but this is the permanent backdrop because it's on the website, cplanddushow.com. You thought? So this is it, right? But why don't you imagine doing a scavenger hunt for your neighborhood or your city? I mean, I'm going to let you know now. If I do a scavenger hunt for here, you're bringing back a dozen crabs from one of my favorite crab spots. I'm going to make it so in that. Like, I'm not even going to, like, try to do, like, a riddle or something like that. I'm going to say, hey, go here and get a dozen crabs. Bring it back. All right. Visit local businesses. See, that's another great thing, right? Because you might not even know in your area. It's like all these different businesses, all these different things that are popping, and you never knew. Okay? So take yourself outside, man. Go outside. Walk. You have a dog? You have an animal? You know, because some people walk cats. I don't know about that. But some people, but go for a walk. Like, go walk outside. Get outside. Get out here. It's a whole new world. You know, get an enchanting point of view. I ain't going to do it. See, somebody's already starting to sing it. I ain't going to do it. All right. You know, also, you know, when you're able to communicate with people, talk about your feelings. All right. Telling a loved one that you feel lonely, telling your friends that you feel lonely can make it easier to get emotional support. See, sometimes what happens is that we don't want to tell people how we feel because we don't want to burden them. But it's not about burdening. Because here's what I would say. If you're a person that's listening to this or watching this right now, and you say, well, I don't want to burden my friends with how I feel. Let me ask you this. If I asked you, do they have an opportunity to share with you how they feel? Do you feel like it would be a burden? You're going to say no. Talk to you. You know, emotions tend to gather under the surface and intensify when they go unacknowledged. Sort of like this. Like, if you're upset about something, let's call it a silent alarm. And it's being triggered and you never talk about it, it's going to magnify. Expressing your feelings out loud can often help you, you know, relieve that feeling of that. Telling a loved one that you feel lonely, talking about different emotions. All right. Making it also helps you, you know, identify different coping strategies. You know, sharing painful or wanted emotions with others can make it, you know, can be difficult at times. It can be definitely. You know, especially if you aren't used to talking about your feelings. Guess what? Journal. All right. Remember Doug? Remember the show Doug? Wait, was it? It was called Doug, right? Okay. Yeah, I don't want to be tripping. All right. But remember how he would journal all the time? You know, journal offers a private way for you to express your feelings so you can work your way up to maybe even sharing them in person. Okay? And also, there are support groups that can help you. Guess what? Be creative. I like this is another one. You know, season 5, episode 11, Lonely, is where I'm here to help you get past the loneliness. Accept and acknowledge that, hey, there's loneliness there, and what can we do about it? Hey, are you creative? Are you creative? Huh? You creative? Show us. How are you creative? What can you make? What can you create? Okay? If you offer, like, creative pursuits, right? Are you an artist? Are you a musician? You know, do you like to write? You know, that helps people with their isolation and how, and have them navigate their feelings of loneliness. Find your flow. You being an artist, you know, writing poems, you know, writing songs, you know, create drawing, painting, you know, let that flow. That can help you, you know, deal with the feeling of loneliness, right? Find your flow, you know? So you can tap into your creative side that can assist you with, hey, how you feel. All right. Now, earlier I talked about this, but if you don't have one and you really do feel lonely and you're sort of by yourself, like maybe family-wise, like let's say you're by yourself, like your kids are grown or you don't have any kids and you're sort of in the house by yourself, go get a pet. You know, now not everyone has the means to get a pet, you know, and if you can't get a pet because of your where you live or it may not be able to work out for you, then don't get one. Of course, don't get one, right? Or get a pet or get a plant. Oh, snap, right? Be a plant mom or a plant dad, all right? Guys, I got to get back to being my plant dad. Unfortunately, my plant didn't make it, man. I did not provide as much support that I should have done, but guess what? I am going to get another plant. I'm going to take a picture. Within the next 2 weeks, I'm going to get a new plant in Rigby. This is the new name is going to be Rigby. And it's going to be busting out here. Okay? Rigby is going to be full of life. Rest in peace, Mordecai. That was my plant. Oh, I had a snake plant. Y'all asses said, oh, I took a picture on social media. And you guys were like, oh, they're hard to kill. Mission accomplished. Yeah, mission accomplished. Did that. But you know what happened? Unfortunately, you know, and it started off really well. Let me just take a moment. It started off really well at my plant, right? I was outside. I would talk to it every morning. Like, we have a little chat. I might even talk about the show, right? I was watering it. And then what happened was I left it outside, and it started getting bad in the weather, and I forgot to bring it in. I even had the kids, you know, watering it. It was getting plenty of sunlight in the backyard, and I forgot. And then some storms happen, crazy storms happen, and, you know, it didn't make it. Got to get a new plant, and I got to make sure I focus. But if you can, consider getting a plant or a pet. You could be a plant mom or plant dad. But if you ever thought about adding a pet to your life, there's that, you know, there has been studies and research that say, hey, suggesting that pet ownership can improve both mental and physical wellness, right? Caesar's in the building. Wait, Caesar. The one time he could have got airtime. Caesar. See, come here. Hey, hold up. I'm gonna show y'all right now my dog on screen. Hold on. Look, guys, look at Caesar. What up? Tell him what up. What up, right? There's Caesar, okay? And you know what? And I had a dog growing up, you know, I had a dog growing up and I was like, man, I even had a cat and I was like, man, I'm done. Right. But, you know, just having a pet, you know, they may not be able to talk. Right. One of my friends has a bird. Yeah. But they provide companionship all the time. Now, Caesar is greedy. Like he has very organic food. I'm pretty sure nutrition wise, my food, you know, his food is better than my food. Right. But, you know, providing that emotional support, you know, is highly valuable, you know, so consider getting a pet. All right. Doing something that you love is also great. You know, just diving in. If you're a person that loves your community, doing something like that, you know, but just being able to tap in, you know, figure out what you love and be able to do that. you know, are you going to do some community work? You know, you want to work with kids, you want to work the homelessness, you want to work with women who might be domestic violence victims. You want to work with schools, you want to work with whoever, whatever. You know, dive into that. Loneliness doesn't have to be something, you know, that just can't be solved. You can do something about it. Loneliness doesn't have anything to do with the pandemic. That'll pass. You know, it's about, hey, sometimes it takes a little time and effort, you know, but it's always possible to reach out and strengthen existing connections or forge new ones. And the last thing, you know, if loneliness is leaving you feeling low and helpless, I'm talking to you. If loneliness is leaving you feeling lonely, you know, you're feeling lonely, you're feeling low, you're feeling helpless. At times, it is often great to get a listening ear. You can call the National Suicide Prevention Line, all right? Or you can text the crisis text line. It doesn't mean that you're going to commit suicide. It just means that you might need someone to talk to. It's free. You know, you can get confidential support from a trained counselor, and they will listen to whatever is on your mind to help you explore strategies to find some relief. Okay, guess what? Your favorite life coach is a part of that, that people call, and I'll talk to them. And not everyone is in crisis mode. Some people want someone just to talk to. They may feel lonely, which is not one of the other reasons why I did this episode. So if you feel lonely to where you are feeling low and it's causing, and you feel like it's causing a problem and you want, you know, help, you can call 1-800-273-TALK, which is 1-800-273-8255. Or guess what? You can even text. You can text a home to 741-741. And what I'll do is, you know, I'll put that in the comments below. But the bottom line is, hey, guys, if you are feeling lonely, there are things that we can do. There are things you can do. There are things that we can do together to help you get through that. All right, guys, that is the end of this episode. All right. As always, you can catch each and every single episode hot and fresh on Tuesday. All right. If you, you know, check them out, you can go to the website, cplanduchow.com. You can check out any one of the episodes. I talk about a myriad of things, a potpourri of things, a bouquet of things. All right. Check out each one that fits your vibe or listen to all of them. Binge watch all of them, right? Binge listen to them. Okay. If you are a person that you would like to be on the show, you want to be a guest on the show, you want to be a sponsor of the show, hey, reach out to me directly. Let's get you on here. Let's talk about your goods, your services, your events. Yeah, let's get you on here. All right. And as always, thank you for being a part of the show. I do the show by myself. You know, I do have guests on here, but I'm not lonely because I have you. All right. So until we see each other again, because we'll see each other. Until we talk again, because you know I'm gonna talk, you know I'm gonna reach out to you, we're gonna inbox each other, we're gonna chat, we're gonna comment on different stuff, right? Until we share those special moments again, guys, always remember, see what you want to do, all right? Plan it out and then simply do it. All right guys, I'll see you next time. Season wants to say bye. Same life coaching time, same life coaching channel. See ya!